Ooh, that was good.
All the way good.
What up, peeps? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
The point of it all.
The point of it all. So I am one of your hosts, Chad, and this is my beautiful wife and co-host,
Gabrielle.
That's right.
So glad that you're here. If you're an oldie but goodie, or if this is your first time listening, we love y'all. If you'd like to put a face with the voices and you're just listening, come on over and watch the YouTube channel, Let's Make Out Podcast. You can see what we look like just in case you've never seen us before.
Exactly.
But if you're listening, hey, I love that too.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
But yeah, so...
What's going on?
What's going on?
I hope that all of the mothers listening had a fantastic Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
My Mother's Day was awesome.
Awesome.
It was so good. Like, I just thoroughly enjoyed this Mother's Day. I think that it was just great. Saturday, my mom and Nana and I, we went out. We went wine tasting. And then I took them to my favorite restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it was just a good time. It was so interesting. We played the We Are Not Really Strangers game at wine tasting.
Right.
And it was so awesome. It just opened up, you know, it was just good conversation, honest conversation, like things that we probably had never really talked about before.
And it doesn't normally come up in a conversation.
Absolutely. So it was really dope, which reminded me that I don't think I ever gave away. You remember we did that giveaway for the We're Not Really Strangers because I had accidentally bought two. Yeah, I don't think I ever selected a winner. So
what's like a winner?
I'm going to do that, okay? So if you get a message from me or a comment from me that you're the winner, it is really me because I think I just completely forgot to pick.
Even though it might seem like it's a stranger, it's really her.
What?
Get it?
Oh, because we're not really strangers.
Yeah, see?
Anyway. So yeah, it was good. They enjoyed themselves. They, you know, like... Babe and I, we go to this restaurant quite often. It's one of our favorites, and it's not, you know, it's kind of pricey.
Yeah.
So they were cracking me up. Nana was cracking me up, like, thank God we going, because we would never be here if it wasn't for. I was like, Nana, shut up. But it was just the funniest thing. My mom had oysters for the first time. She loved them. Nana, not so much. And then she had another one, and she liked it. Yeah. Oh, you haven't edited this vlog yet, huh?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she wasn't a fan. So be on the lookout for that vlog because it should actually be up now on Gabe Babe TV.
Yeah.
So you can check that out and see how Mother's Day went. And then on Sunday, we went to church, we went to brunch at a new spot, and then I went to a hotel, y'all. I had a whole
not a motel, not a Holiday
to myself
Inn
at the hotel. And it was a beautiful hotel. It's a new hotel here in the city, and it was great. I literally laid around. I had picked up a cake from this place called Cake Bake. I picked me up a red velvet piece of cake. I watched TV. I watched Them. That's a whole other conversation. Do y'all watch Them? That is a really good show, but it's very different also. Like, it's just interesting. I don't really know how to describe it. So I'm only like 6 episodes in. Babe, you watched
one episode. I watched one episode. She told me about it. I watched one episode.
Yeah, it's different.
It is definitely different.
I would recommend it. I think it's good. My mom said she started to watch it, and she couldn't get into it because she doesn't really like horror stuff. It's not like horror, but it does have some horror-ish things, I guess.
Yeah, it does, yeah. I mean, it definitely does one part for sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a very dark show.
It is a dark show, absolutely. Coupled with the racial,
obviously, yeah,
you know,
obviously.
Not even undertones, like
overtones,
and then the horror on top of that. It's just like, but it's good. I want to finish it. Like, I'm hooked now because I really want to know how the season is going to end.
Yeah.
So, So I had a great time at the hotel. I relaxed. Had room service the next morning.
Room service.
You know what I'm saying? It was great. So I say, if you're a mom out there and you've never had a solo staycation for at least one night, you need to do it. Like, I am totally a believer.
Because I kept asking her, I was like, are you excited? She's like,
I wasn't excited. I was like, I feel like I'm going to be bored.
Like, I was like, that's the point. The point is to be bored.
It was great.
Because you're not doing the things that you normally do. The point is to be bored.
Yeah, I gave myself permission to just be, which is very hard for me because I don't ever turn off. So... It was great to turn off and not have nobody call, Mom, can I have this? Can I do this? Like, literally, it was the best.
Or you know, me saying, babe, can I have some?
Exactly.
Can I get some?
Exactly. So, thanks, love. It was great.
Of course. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Shadi.
So,
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Said, let's cue the music.
Let's cue this music.
See, what else has been happening? What's been going on with you?
Let's see. I've been training like crazy. Mm-hmm. This is week 4 of Ironman training. And, yeah, it's been going good. I mean, I've been feeling, you know, I've been getting stronger and everything.
You released a whole video.
Released a whole video on my channel, Chad's Life, linked below. So check it out. So I really wanted to document this journey ever since I, you know,
officially started,
you know, and I always said whenever I was going to do the full Ironman, I was going to, document it. And so, I just one day I was like, okay, I planned out my shots. I had like a shot list and I literally just said, okay, I'm going to film today. And I just grabbed a bunch of shots because that's the thing about filming is if you have the footage, you can edit it.
Right.
If you don't have the footage, you have nothing to edit. I mean, it's just simple. It really is as simple as that.
Yeah.
So planning out the shots made it very easy to just grab them and go and not feel like I was trying to figure it out while I was filming. I literally knew what I wanted, got it, and kept it moving.
Yeah, that's smart. I'm thinking about that.
You know, so I released that on Tuesday. So 2 days ago. 2 days ago, if you're listening to this, like when it first came out.
Yeah.
I'm just happy. So I plan on trying to do one a week. That's the goal, you know. We'll see. I'm a one man show. So, I should be able to, I mean, I've already grabbed a ton of content for the second video. Mm-hmm. So I've got a little bit more to grab. So it's going to be a process because it's really my goal is to make it more of a documentary style. Mm-hmm. That's my goal is to make it, you know, less vloggish, more documentary. Ish and
the first one was really great. I watched it and was like, this is impressive, babe. I really like it. So please check it out if you haven't.
Check it out. So it's my first one. I think it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better as I do it more because it's a different style. Mm-hmm. But I like the style of it. So I'm excited. So yeah, check it out if you would.
Check.
Hopefully it inspires you or motivates you to
maybe not do the Iron Man.
But yeah, watch Iron Man. I don't know. Right. Something.
Just do something. I was talking about this on my fitness Instagram yesterday of how, you know, like when we all have goals or things that we're on a journey, whether it's weight loss or whatever it is, it honestly comes down to your habits.
Mm-hmm.
Like building those habits that will get you closer to the goal and then performing them consistently day after day. That's all it is. Like, I think we overcomplicate the thing because we're like, oh, it's got to be this and we got to cut out this and we got to do that. But it's just like, what are you willing to do every day to move yourself closer to the goal? What is the one habit? Master that habit and then add another one on top of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be afraid to take slower steps baby steps instead of trying to come out the gate doing everything and then after 2 weeks you'd have burnt yourself out. So it's like, well, what can I do? Is it drinking more water? Let me work on drinking, you know, whatever your goal is of water for 2 weeks, three weeks. Then what do you want to add on to that? Oh, I want to increase my steps. So work on getting your steps. You know what I'm saying? Like smaller things, healthier habits, healthier steps that will eventually make a difference after you've done them consistently. Like, that's really all any journey is.
It really
like
is. No,
anything, if you're learning how to play an instrument, if you're learning how to play a sport, like, the more you do it, the more consistent.
I mean, repetition is the father of learning.
Absolutely. Like, that's all it is.
So, I think that's great. No, it's true. Like, even with, you know, training for something hard, or say studying for a test that's very hard, or, you know, just something that's big and very, that seems daunting and seems impossible at times.
Impossible.
It is impossible if you don't have a plan to get there.
Right.
Right. So, because, you know, without a plan, yeah, you should, you might get lucky and do it. Right. But majority of the time, like if it's that hard, then you're probably not going to be able to accomplish it if you don't have a plan of attack to get there. So creating those small habits, for me, it's like I have a schedule, like Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I go and swim. Like, you know, like I know how many bikes, like but I hired a coach. I hired, you know, so it's also too about asking for help.
Yeah.
You know, if you know you can't necessarily do it yourself, you can't structure it yourself right away. You have to do the work yourself.
Right.
But having someone help you along the way.
A coach.
So I have a coach, an Ironman coach that is a, you know, a successful Ironman. He does a ton of triathlons. And so it helps me know that I've got a plan that's going to help me get there because he's gotten there multiple times.
Right.
You know, and he, you know, so, and he's 12, 13 years older than me. And he is twice as fast as I am.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always attainable if you have a plan.
Absolutely. On the coach note, because this made me think about, you know, how he is good. If you're ever going to work with a coach, make sure that the coach has done what it is that they're coaching you on.
Yes.
Seems like that would be, you know, common sense. But if you've not seen this coach deliver what it is that they're trying to coach you on, if you've not seen it, you might want to raise a little eyebrow. You want to be a little skeptical about it. Like, I think that that's what makes people, not saying that you can't ever be a coach if you've never done a thing, but I think it gives you a better advantage when you've actually been through what it is you're trying to coach someone through, because it's like you kind of have that
on-the-job training
like to actually help someone. You know, I have my thoughts about that.
I listened to a podcast yesterday.
Especially when it comes to like weight loss and things like that. So a lot of people that are naturally thin ain't never been big a day in their life, and they will slap a program together and sell it to you. And it's like, but you ain't never had to lose weight.
You never had to struggle.
So can you really help me here? Nothing against people, but we have all seen it, okay? It's like, girl, you ain't never been big a day in your life. So what is happening here? Yeah. But I feel like having some type of a journey, it just makes you a better coach because you can relate.
Exactly. Yeah. That's I listened to a podcast yesterday and he was talking about Nick Bear, the guy that I really admire his work ethic and, you know, and just what he's built. And he was talking about that though, that you can learn about something, you can read about something, you can talk to somebody that's done it, but you're never going to gain an understanding of it, but you will never truly know it or feel it until you do it.
Yep.
And that goes with anything. So you can tell somebody how to lose weight from being obese their entire life to be able to get down to a goal weight. You can tell them the formula that you think will work, but it's more personal, and it's in my opinion, it's more, it comes off so much more, relatable.
Yeah.
If that coach has actually been through it. Cause you're like, wow, you know what? Cause we all look at people that do things and we're like, man, I could never do that. Or, I could do that because, man, they did it. You know what I mean? And I feel like having that coach that can inspire you because they did it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of coach that I would want.
And I was just
nothing wrong
say,
with like, the other coaches.
Right. I want to make sure that we're not, you know, I'm not trying to put anybody down.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can gain knowledge and you can teach people, like, you know what I'm saying? I get it. But for me, I want to see somebody who's actually done what it is that I'm trying to do.
Jinx Gabrielle.
Like, that's just my personal preference. Some people may not care.
Yeah.
They just be like, hey, they got the information I need. I'm going to pay them because I think they're a good coach, which is great. But that's just, you know.
Yeah. You have to figure out what kind of coach you want. For me and for Gabrielle, I wanted for Ironman, I wanted a coach that actively goes out there and gets it on the course, on the Ironman course. Yep. Because then I know what you're doing works.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's it. Yeah. It's simple as that. You don't have to say anything else other to me other than let me see your time at the Ironman.
And then also,
I'm like, whoa.
Because he is someone that's out there doing it, like, he's probably experienced a lot of the mindset blocks that you may come 100%. Across or the things that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like somebody that can relate to you in that and be like, yes, I've been there and this is how it helped me, da 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 da. Like, stuff like that is... it's priceless. You can't learn that.
You can't learn from a textbook, the real life experience. From a
certification. Like, you just, you can't.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was a random tangent.
Random tangent.
Now I think we're going to get into our first sponsor.
Yeah, I feel like we should switch it up and just talk about, you know, brawls or something.
You know what? I think we should. You're being really nice because that's not what you was calling them before we turned on the. Babe calls them titty hammocks.
Look, I mean,
I think it's so funny.
They hold them in place, and hammocks are comfortable, right? So you want your bra. Who thinks of a hammock and thinks of it? You think of comfort, right?
Yeah, but I don't think of bras as hammocks.
Well, but you want them to properly hold them in position so you're comfortable all day, right?
What do you talk about?
This it makes sense.
Funny to me. So while we're here, let's talk about our first sponsor, who is Third Love. Shout out to them. We've talked about them multiple times before. And listen, ladies, like, who doesn't want a great, comfortable bra? Like, I think that's what we all want at the end of the day, is something that is not bothering us all day long. It fits good.
Like a hammock.
All of the things, okay? So this is where Third Love comes in. Third Love uses measurements of, like, millions of women to design bras with all-day comfort and support. They have more than, like, 80 sizes, and they have a perfect fit promise. So they stand behind their products, and if you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. Like, 60 days, that's pretty dope right there, okay? So, you know, the way it works is, like, you do a fitting room quiz, and, you know, it'll ask you a lot of things about, you know, the shape of your breast, the size of your sizes, like, current fit issues, your personal style, all of these things. And then they will, you know, give you a suggestion, like, suggestions of, you know, which bras will work for you the best. And their quality is great. So they're changing the game when it comes to comfort and style. They also have loungewear and wireless styles. And then, like, their number one rated 24/7 classic t-shirt bra is the best. Like, I can tell you, I'm a fan. I love it. So another great thing about Third Love is that they donate their gently used return bras to women in need, supporting charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. So far, Third Love has donated over $40 million in bras, which is pretty awesome.
That is pretty
so
cool.
You guys should definitely check them out. Third Love knows your one true fit is out there. So right now they are offering my listeners, our listeners, 20% off of your first order. So all you have to do is go to thirdlove.com/LMO. You find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/LMO for 20% off today. So check them out. Let me know what you think.
Absolutely.
I'm a huge fan.
Huge fan.
Huge. Babe, did you guys know that babe can't say H words? Well, it's not even, it's H words also.
I can say heaven. I can say honey.
Well, which ones is it?
Huge
is the one you can't say. Huge.
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 There you go.
Do I have to say it like that though? So if I say I'm in the middle of a conversation, man, you know what? We was at this restaurant, and this appetizer was so amazing. It was huge. I had to say it like that. I can't just be like, it was huge, yo.
He also can't say color.
I can say color.
Oh, now you must have been practicing. You've been practicing.
Yeah, nah. I love that lip color.
Oh, thanks. I have on lipstick today, you
did
guys.
Did I say it right there?
You did. You've been getting better. Look at you. He used to say collar.
I have a coach for those two words.
You're so silly. So I have on lipstick today because I feel like lipstick is a lost, it's been just like a lost art for me. Like, I used to wear it all the time and I would have loved a nice pink lip or orange or... But I just don't, I somehow have just gotten into, like, glosses, and I just don't wear a whole lot of lipstick. So I put on this lipstick, and then I felt really weird because it's, like, an orange color. And it's not staying on very well. It's, like, fading already. Fading so fast. You might not even be able to tell that I have an orange lipstick. But I feel like this camera is really dark on me. Like, that ring light is not doing anything for me. You don't see that?
Here, turn up. Hit the brightness. Boom. Look up. You beautiful.
Anyway.
Gangsta.
Sorry, we was extra dark. Well, I was extra dark.
I was extra dark, too. I apologize for that.
All right. So let's... we getting into questions? You going to do a whole nother sponsor real quick?
No, I was moving this.
Oh. Well, you put it on top of our books.
We need That's why I was moving
it. You know what? I got a new segment that I'm just throwing out there. Let's call this segment, What's in Your Ear? And I ain't talking about wax.
You wax.
What have you been really listening to? So whether it's an audiobook or a song that you really like or a podcast. I like this segment. What's in your ear?
I like how you was like.
What's been in your ear?
Your hand. It was
another thing, y'all. I went back to the nail shop after a year because I ain't been since like February 2020.
She came back with claws.
And I came back with claws. Literally claws. So I normally do protein dip powder. And this time I decided to try gel extensions. So they're already nails that are already like shaped. And you just, I guess they adhere them with gel. Whatever. So she was like, let's do the short natural stiletto. Because I really like the almond shape. And she was like, and I can just file it into almond shape. Honey, when I tell you these jokers are so long.
Next time she can get like, the stubby. The stubby stiletto.
She was like,
okay,
so next time we'll try the short round. Because these are kind of long. I feel like Freddie.
You should have seen her eat. You should have eaten her taco last night. She was like a velociraptor. So
whatever.
She just like snatched the taco. Like, but then she couldn't put it down because her nails were stuck in it. So she just walked around with a taco in her hand.
Yeah, so I feel really, I don't know. I'm probably doing a whole lot of hand movement because it's just been a long time since I've had nails this long.
Hilarious.
Anyway, so what's been in your ear lately?
What has been in my ear? The nails, because they keep, you keep poking me. That's
whatever.
what has been in my ear? Water from swimming. Probably, I would say probably podcast. Yeah, the Greg Bennett Show, which is like he's a former professional triathlete, and he has a lot of like the current pros on there. So and he knows all of them because he was a pro too. So they literally tell stories, you know, about racing together or training together, talk about the current, you know, training stuff like that, like of that pro. And he always gets the best ones, you know, which is very difficult in any sporting, in any sport. It's hard to get a podcaster that has the clout to be able to get the biggest names, right? He has the clout to get the biggest name triathletes. So you get to hear from the from the guys, the guys and the girls that are the best in the world, you know. And think about triathlon, you can learn the same amount, if not more, from women triathletes because they're just as strong as men, you know, like, and because it's a sport that is not necessarily about like gender. It's about just work ethic and hard building. And sometimes it's obviously genetics. Some people have the genetics, you know. But yeah, so it's really cool because you get to hear from just the best. So that was a really good one. And then just music. I mean, I just got a few different songs probably.
What would you say is like your go-to song that you usually like to hear at least once a day now?
At least once a day.
Other than Rockstar, our child's favorite song is Rockstar.
Child Junior loves Rockstar by DaBaby and Roddy Ricch.
And we listen to it. The and edited
now,
version.
And now, yeah, the edited, and now Reagan loves Blind.
Oh, my God.
She's listened to Blind by DaBaby with with Young Thug.
Every day they want to hear this. Literally, Chad Jr. and I were in the car, and we listened to it, like, it's so 10 cute. Times.
All edited, though. That's what's, that's what's nice. Let's see. Probably the song that I listen to at least once a day is Wish You Would by Justin Bieber with Quavo. Like, it's just a hot song. It's just good. But I say Everyday Trenches by Torrin Wells.
Yeah.
That's probably my go-to at least once a day. Kind of just gets me, you know, gets me set, gets me, you know, gets me like a little song I can sing to, you know, like kind of reminded of God's love, you know, just kind of just.
Which one is the Trenches? How does that one go?
You know, I can't sing it.
That's not the Lord I. One time for the Lord and one time for the cause. I love that song. I think I just like the accent too of the guy.
Stormzy.
Yeah,
Stormzy. That's
You don't know. It's fine. You can't think of the name of it.
Wow, I can't think of the name right now.
Can't think of the name. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, so what about you?
What has been in my ear? I would say every time I get in the car, at some point, I will probably ask to hear Damage by her. It is my jam. Like, been for the past
month. Something you want to talk about, sweetie? Are you Damaged?
No. See, you don't even know the song.
I don't. Yeah,
like, why are you doing all of that talking?
Why you doing all that talking? Let me see her nails. She, like, scraped herself.
It is the jam. Like, that is my jam. So, I've been listening to Damage a lot. And then, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to Tweet. Like, first album, what was that, Southern Hummingbird? Tweet. I was listening to that the other day, and I was like, yes, I forgot how good it was. Podcast-wise, I just started. That's not Tweet at all.
Who was that?
That's Adina Howard. T-shirt and my panties on?
No, that wasn't Adina Howard.
It wasn't Tweet. Hey, Siri. Who sings T-shirt and panties? Dang. Adina Howard. And I'm not really sure why my Siri is so low. I've been talking to her and she's just been so low lately. Like, who turned you down?
She's upset.
Who turned you down? Anyway,
started you scraping her?
podcast. I just started listening to a new podcast, Dr. Becky. I think it's called Good Feelings or Feel Good. So Dr. Becky is...
She had good hair.
What'd you say?
She have good hair.
Becky with the good hair. I can't stand you. So she's this psychologist. Psychologist, I think. You know, psychiatrist, psychologist, they all seem to run together. So I don't... Good Inside with Dr. Becky. And it's about parenting. She's a really, like, really good psychiatrist when it comes to just talking about different types of parenting and mm-hmm. how to deal with tantrums and how to help your children manage their emotions and just all of that stuff. So she started a podcast. I think she's got like 4 episodes or so. So I've listened to like the first 3. So it's good. I like her. I enjoy following her on Instagram. I bought a couple of her parenting classes and stuff. So yeah, it's a good podcast. So if you're looking for alternative parenting methods. I'll say alternative because I feel like it kind of goes against everything that we know and how we were parented. Like, you know, just learning how to do things different. She's great. So it's a good podcast to check out.
Yeah.
So y'all like the new segment? I like the new segment. Yeah, I feel good. Like we should keep it.
Let's do it.
Okay. So let's get into these questions. Asking all the questions.
Well, actually, let's get into the second sponsor.
Oh, already?
Of which Gabrielle's going to do the second sponsor, too.
What
kind of weird world do we live in right now?
Babe has granted me the honors of doing another sponsor. Y'all know he likes to hold on tight to these sponsors.
Hold on tight.
But I have to tell you guys about them. We talked about them for the first time last week, and I was extra giddy about it. And I actually have my mug right now.
So if you're not watching, then you're missing this.
You're missing it. Shout out to Ember, because they are literally the best.
The best.
Like, literally the best. So, basically, it is a mug that keeps the temperature of your coffee. Like, I have the app. You can set up your app. You have, like, a specific temperature that you want your beverage to stay at so that you don't have to keep rewarming your coffee because that is annoying. I have been there. I have done that. And I'm never going back, okay? So, shout out to Ember. I am using their new... It is literally steaming. So, my go-to temperature is 145 degrees. It's the highest because I just like my coffee to be piping hot. But I can literally walk away, come back 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and it is still piping hot. Like, I just poured a fresh cup. It's amazing. So, if you are one of those people who, you know, you're sitting at your desk, your coffee gets cold before you even have chance to drink it, or you just tired of reheating your coffee in the microwave over and over and over again, you definitely need to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
It is, like I said, a temperature control smart mug that keeps your coffee or tea hot to the very last sip. You set the preferred drinking temperature. It has a sleek design, and they have a long-lasting built-in battery, so you can sip it in any room without it getting cold. Like, you don't have to, like, be tied down to the charger or anything like that. And the Ember app will even notify you when it's reached the drinking temperature. So, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you, like, it's a sensor. So, when you pour the coffee in there, it senses, you know, that there's a beverage in there now, and it'll start, like, warming it up. So, it's pretty awesome. It's unlike any product on the market that mm-hmm. keeps your beverage hot. And they offer it in 10 ounces, 14 ounces, and a travel mug. So, definitely check it out. I am, you know, using their newly released Rose Gold Edition,
which she loves.
It's part of their metallic collection. I absolutely love it. I had the bronze one before.
Yeah, bronze one.
Bronze. I also have the bronze one. So it's cute. It's like, you know, the perfect pop of color if you like cute mugs like I do. So for all of you first-time Ember customers, you can use our code LMO for 10% off That's of your right. purchase of $129 or more. So make sure you check it out. Use the code LMO for 10% off of your purchase of $129 or more.
You will not regret it.
I promise you won't. Literally, I love this thing.
Exactly. So, yeah. All right. So, all right. We're getting into some questions.
Yes, let's do it. Oh, maybe it is.
Oh, Lord, now you figured it
it's
out.
808 conversation starters for couples. Is this a new book? I don't remember us ever doing this. Have we ever done this book with y'all?
I don't know. You gonna try this?
Yeah. So, I guessed. There are 218 pages, so just pick a page.
12.
Of course you picked 12.
I mean, how you gonna be mad about my number? Stop.
Name five things in your life that fill you with gratitude.
Okay. God. Mm-hmm. My wife. My kiddos. I think the ability to work out. Like, you know, just mm-hmm. like, you know, just the ability to, you know, do that, like, is awesome. And then last thing, our home, like our business, you know, like, I guess it's just, I mean, just, you know, just, I mean, just life. I mean, you know, you can get bogged down in like the simple things that don't really matter sometimes, you know, or, you know, but when it comes down to it, like, you know, just pretty blessed.
We are pretty blessed.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. I'm going to go with page 203.
Okay. 203. Of course you picked 203.
Whatever. Oh, stop.
Okay. Plans for the evening. Would you rather choose or have your partner do it? How come?
I mean, I think every now and then it would be nice if you chose.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I do most of the choosing.
Yeah.
So that was a quick question. Yeah.
Okay.
Every now and then it would be nice to have you do it.
Pick another page.
103.
Of course you picked 103.
I'm giving me these looks. Stop.
What is your mobile ringtone? Why did you choose it and how often do you change it?
Okay, so I used to be into, I think we all at some point used to be into ringtones, like, you know, back in the day, you could make them all the things. And then randomly, I was like, I need something different. So I just happened to look on, I don't know, what iTunes or something.
Yeah.
And I found this, literally, I don't think I will ever change my ringtone again because it's just crunk. Like, it's the classic ring with a little extra, baby, you about mm-hmm. to call me. Because I want y'all to hear it. Yeah. Like, it's the bomb. You just, you know, get a little groove. Oh, do I have my ringer off? Yes. Wait a minute. I should turn my ringer on. Dang, wait. Give me a second.
What do you mean, give you a second for what, Shawty?
Because I had just hit the button.
Oh, my goodness.
I wanted to make sure my volume was up.
You good, Shawty?
Just give me a second. Ay, 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 ay. Ain't it crunk? Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, it's crunk. I found it on iTunes. It's like classic remix or something with a spin to
call
it.
Me. I have a ringtone.
Oh yeah, babe has a ringtone too. I forgot about that. And so I showed him and he was like, I'm gonna find me a ringtone. He's like, I don't feel like his is as crunk as mine.
Mine is crunk.
My crunk is mine.
Oh, I stopped up there. But that's waves. Oh,
you missed the.
I know. I know, yeah. Hang on, let me turn this down.
Oh, because his iPad started ringing too. I was like, that ain't it. It's got some extra. Okay.
So, right, it's just Mr. Probs, The Waves by Mr. Probs.
How do you know that?
Because that's the song.
Oh, I was going to say, how do you know the name of the ring song, a ringtone?
Because that's what I picked. Look. Oh. Waves by In the Style of Mr. Probs.
Oh, where you see that at? I can tell you the name of mine.
Go to Sounds and Haptics.
Right there. Mine is called iPhone X Trap Remix.
Of course it's Trap.
I'll never change it. I absolutely love it, okay? Absolutely. You want another book or you want one out of this one?
106.
In Park?
Yes, in Park. If the park ain't on there, don't ask me no question. Stop.
Describe your childhood family dinners. Was the family together on most evenings? Did you sit in the same seat every night? What sort of discussions, if any, did you have? Was it usually peaceful or contentious? That's like a million and one questions. Do you remember dinners?
I don't remember dinners.
Oh. Were y'all like a sit in front of the TV type of family, or would y'all sit at the actual table?
Yeah, no, we wouldn't sit at the table. We wouldn't sit at the table like... I mean, I'm sure we did sometime. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember a ton from my childhood. It's
really?
I seriously don't.
That's interesting.
I don't remember.
Like you remember the bad parts.
I remember the bad parts.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means that they outweighed the good parts, but
probably.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't remember having family dinners or conversations like about, you know.
That's interesting because I don't remember that either, honestly. Yeah.
So I don't, yeah, that's not really.
Which also makes me think, like, because we've talked about how we want to have dinners more at home. Well, not at home, but at the table.
At the table,
like,
yeah.
No electronics, blah, 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 blah. But if I can't remember dinners at my house and you can't remember dinners at your house, is it even worth it? Like, are they even going to remember these moments? Like,
yeah,
I mean, it's just interesting. Of course, I'm sure it's worth it for the connection building.
But I also think that that's why we don't, why it's not a
maybe because we didn't
easy
do
transition
it.
Because we didn't necessarily do it. So it's kind of like
maybe that's why we don't remember.
That's why we don't. It's not, you know, it's not necessarily and it's not easy transition for us to get into a mm-hmm. habit of doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like we'll sit around. We'll all sit together like on the floor or on the couch or something. But
there's other things going on.
Other things going
like,
on.
Like we're typically watching a show or everybody's on their own device. Like it's very rare when we're sitting at the table mm-hmm. and eating and talking and that's it. Like, and not multitasking.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Makes sense. Yeah. So interesting. Did you guys, I'd love to hear, did you guys grow up in a household where y'all had dinner at the table and y'all talked? And mm-hmm. do you actually like remember that? Like, is it something where you're like, man, I remember those times. Yeah. I loved
do
that.
Do you remember the time when you ate dinner? Do you remember the time when you sat with your family?
Okay.
No, seriously, why? Why do you remember it?
Because
we
do
don't.
Why do you remember? Because yeah. I definitely.
No, that's all. Yeah, we'd love to know what you if y'all did that.
Yeah. If you want another question? Because I just did two back to back, right?
No, you just did one. That was just three questions in one.
Oh, I just asked you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What number you want?
I forgot.
Why?
19.
Of course you picked 19.
Here you go. Oh, stop. I think I forget that I have to tell you to stop.
Do you feel like you're the same person you were 10 years ago? In what ways are you the same? In what ways are you different?
No, I'm not the same person that I was 10 years ago. I'm older, obviously.
You don't look it, but.
Thank you. I am... I like to think I'm more mature. Like, you know, priorities are different. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I'm a mother now, and, you know, I have a whole husband, and...
Husband of almost 10 years.
Of almost 10 years, yeah. Like, to think about the place that I was in before we got married, I'm completely different. Oh, like, yeah. Completely different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going out and hanging out and dating and just doing, just being. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoying my 20s. Like, thank you. Yes, you have definitely settled me down. Let's see. How else am I different? I think I'm a lot more responsible, especially like finance-wise, mm-hmm. like with money, definitely making smarter decisions than yeah. I was back then. Yeah, like I've grown in so many ways. Like I'm a completely different person 100%. Than what I was 10 years ago. A completely different person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But for the better.
Oh, like for just, the better. Yeah, there's just... nothing that I would say is like...
I mean, but you were great 10 years ago because I obviously married you 10 years ago. That's so, nice. Like, but yeah, just who you, how you've come into your own, mm-hmm. you know, as a, think about it. Then you were trying to dabble in entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Now you're a full-on entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
I
was working a job that I didn't like. I was.
You wasn't trying to dabble in parenthood, but mm-hmm. now you're a full-on parent.
Yeah.
See, I said you weren't trying to dabble in parenthood.
Yeah, I don't.
You weren't trying to have kids because you weren't married.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't trying to have
kids. Yeah, exactly. Kids. So, like, but now
I wanted them.
Yeah, you wanted them, but you weren't trying to have them. Like, but you're full on, you know, mom now, two kids.
I know. It's crazy. Like, just lifestyle. Like, I was working multiple jobs out all hours of the night.
Getting less sleep than she does now.
I know. I was like a brand ambassador for, like, you know, a cigarette company back in the day and was going out to the clubs and... Just, I mean, I was always out. I was always doing something. I was always, like, mm-hmm. just out there drinking and partying. And, man, I'm so grateful for growth. Like, literally, so grateful for growth. Cause, Yeah. I wouldn't go back to that.
You're pretty amazing, Shawnee.
Man. It was great. I fully enjoyed my 20s. But, you know, all things must come to an end. You got to grow at some point.
Yeah, you
got
to grow.
Yeah, you got
to
grow.
And you also, when you grow, you don't have to judge yourself on your past.
Absolutely. Like, don't allow others to judge you for it either. You're stuck back there.
Yeah.
Bye.
If somebody wants to stay back there and be back there judging you for your past mistakes, then just leave them there.
Exactly.
Yeah, holla. Peace. I'm up here in the future winning. Right. Winning while you back there stuck in the past.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway,
okay.
Let's see. We don't really have a topic for today. I mean, what's new? This is the story of our podcast, okay, is that we never freaking have a topic.
But all
right. What number is this? Because I feel like we're getting real close to 100.
This is 97.
Okay. So, episode 100 is going to be another live one,
It's going to be live.
So, I feel like we need to, like, pick a date. And so you guys can know, so you guys can, like, participate and be a part of it. I'd like to
because you get later. A participation badge, okay? You get a participation badge.
You don't get a participation
yes. badge. Everybody gets a certificate of participation.
Yeah. I think we got to ask Gabe and Babe, though. I feel like we've had, like, a couple come in this week.
You going to take a look?
Are you going to take a look?
While she takes a look, I'm going to tell you about our last sponsor. So, we've told you about this brand, this sponsor many, many times, Best Fiends. Not friends, fiends. FIENDS. So, it is a pretty cool, game that you can play, you know, on your Apple device or your Google device or, you know, Android device. Really cool, entertaining because... it's free to download. I want to make sure I mention that it's free to download. So you're not going to be, you know, you don't worry about having to spend some money there. So, If you like puzzles, you know, if you're into like, you know, figuring things out and kind of putting your mind through a little challenge, but also having fun, this is the perfect, I mean, this is the perfect game to do that, because you've got levels that you can do. And the thing about it, the game doesn't end. They continue to add more and more levels. So they're all about giving you the ability to continue and to continue to play, like to not, you know, finish a game and be like, dang, well, I'm done with that. No, they continue to try to make it better for you. As I mentioned, there are literally thousands of levels to solve. And they're just going to continue to add more. So there's always something new to play. There's collectible characters you just keep coming. Your kids, I mean, our kids, you know, Chad Jr. loves the game. So it's something that you can not only, you know, play while you're in a waiting room or, you know, on the plane or whatever. You can also, you know, your kids can, you know, will steal your phone and do it too. But yeah, so if you get into it, then just don't blame us for telling you about it. But you got to try it. I think that we've all had a good time playing it, and it keeps you kind of engaged for sometimes a little bit longer than you need. But that's all right. You can just, you know, come back and play later. But you can actually download this game, this 5-star rated puzzle game. Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Again, that's Best Fiends. So think friends without the R. FIENDS. Check them out. We appreciate them sponsoring this podcast. And yeah, let us know if you've played it or if you're going to play it. So you found one, Shadow?
Let us know. I was looking at a couple. I was trying to figure out which one to go for.
Okay. I trust you. I trust you, Gabrielle. I trust you. Yeah, baby.
All right. So we have a Ask Gabe and Babe, and mm-hmm. this one is about mom guilt. So it says, "Hi, Gabe and Babe. I've been watching you all for years since before Chad Jr. was born, and it has truly been a pleasure to see how far you have come and how much you have grown over the years. Thank you. Hats off to you both, and I wish you nothing but continued success in the future. I wanted to get your advice on parenting. As a new mom, the mom guilt has been real. I feel that it is even more heightened in the midst of COVID, especially since my husband and I have decided to place our child back mm-hmm. in daycare. We have been working from home, going into the office occasionally since the start of COVID, but recently made the decision to start sending our little one back to daycare. It's been a few weeks, but I still find myself struggling with the decision. This is just one example of mom guilt. There are more, but for the sake of time, I'll use this one. Having said all of that, Gabe, as a mom of two, how do you deal with mom guilt? And Babe, what advice can you give dads, husbands, as they work through it with their spouse? Thanks for taking my question." All right. Hey, and you didn't say you wanted to be anonymous. So, hey, Cece.
Hello.
Thanks for reaching out. Yes. Happy belated Mother's Day to you. Yeah, I absolutely. Hope that you enjoyed being celebrated. So, I think that mom guilt is normal. Like, I don't believe it's something that you should feel bad about having, because I think that having a certain amount of it is normal. It's mm-hmm. just about what you do with those feelings and not allowing it to stop you from doing what's going to be the best for yeah. you in the long run. Obviously, you want your kids to be happy too, but if you're not causing imminent danger or harm to your children, like, here's the thing, like, we can't parent from an empty cup. Like, we got to mm-hmm. make sure that our cup is full and that we are taking care of ourselves so that we can then take care of our kids properly and without resentment. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want those feelings, which can come if you mm-hmm. deny yourself a time to do whatever it is you do. So, like, mom guilt with sending your child back to school, but also you're working from home. So how much are you able to give your child 100% and then give your job 100%. You can't. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, then you both suffer because he's not, he or she, I don't know if you said, because the child is not getting everything that they need and you're suffering not doing everything that you need to do for work. So it's like, you know, at this point, things have started to ease up a bit. I mean, COVID is still a real thing, but I think that you have to be confident in your decision that, you know what, sending the kid back to school is the best thing for yeah. us in this moment so that we can fully focus on our jobs as parents, which is, you know, making sure that, that we have a job yeah. and that we're able to provide and that the child can get the care that they need 100%. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Not while you're trying to multitask or whatever. Like, that's what the teachers are there for yeah. is, you know, to take care of things. So I think that just recognizing the mom guilt is one thing, but just don't allow it to stop you from doing the thing that you're doing, because you have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself or you won't be here to take care of the kid. Like, it, it's one of those things. And it's not selfish. So I think that a lot of mom guilt turns, it stems from us feeling like, oh, it's selfish from me. I must always put my kids first, always their needs over mine. But it's like, you can't neglect your own needs.
100%.
Neither you nor your husband. You know what I'm saying? So, and that comes with like the marriage too. Like, you can't neglect that either just for the sake of the kids. So yeah. it's normal, but you have to push through it. And, you know, it's, I think that your kids will honestly, like, they, what am I trying to say? They deserve to see you take care of yourself and not sacrifice every single thing for them, because that doesn't really teach them how to take care of their self. It yeah. kind of teaches them that everybody else's needs comes before first, their yeah. own. Yeah. So they deserve to see you taking care of yourself. And then parenting from a place of abundance and, you know, overflow, because you have filled up your cup so much mm-hmm. that you can give without there being lack. So
yeah,
yeah.
No, I think that's great. I mean, I like, the only thing I really have to add is that, you know, yeah, you know, your mental health and your self care should be a top priority for you. Mm-hmm. Same for your husband. Like, it should be a top priority. Because, you know, like Gabriel said, you cannot care for anyone the way that they need to be cared for or the way that you want to care for them if you're not caring for yourself. Eventually, right. you're going to run yourself ragged.
Yeah.
And it's going to set you into a you know, a spiral of you know, of just not feeling your best mm-hmm. because you haven't been taking care of your own self, right? So, but I think that from the, you know, you know, obviously we did, you know, we did the same thing, you know, about when to send, you know, Reagan back to, mm-hmm. you know, to daycare. And there was a few factors in, you know, like we believed that the daycare was doing what they, you know, needed to do to keep the kids safe. You mm-hmm. know, they were requiring masks. They were, you know, like the parents couldn't come into the classroom. So they were really trying to come up with different things that they thought would help with the safety according yeah. to their own rules. But then also the state and, you know, and federal kind of rules mm-hmm. that were laid out.
Sanitation. Yeah. Why am I struggling with That's my words funny. Today?
And then, but then also, too, we understand that Reagan, this development, you know, this time of interacting with other kids her age, mm-hmm. and the teachers that are trained professionals to teach handle, our kids yeah. to how to, you know, learn the correct way. Like, we can do our best, but, you know, but I mean, we're not trained teachers. Teachers go right. to, this is what they love to do. Right. They love to teach kids, you know, like the things that they need to learn. And so we knew that there was a lot of value in her being there. We felt that there was, you know, safety, and we haven't had any concerns, mm-hmm. you know, so it ended up being the right choice for us. But there was hesitation there, of course, because yeah. this was something very scary. But, yeah, I think from the husband's standpoint, you just, you know, make the decisions together. Talk about the pros of, mm-hmm. of, you know, there's all the cons always come to your mind first.
Right.
But But the pros have to be, you have to remind yourself of the pros.
Right. And, right? You know, maybe the husband take the time to remind like, her hey, of the pros.
But look, yeah. Sweetheart, you're able to get your work done quicker. So that way when your child gets home, you're ready for them. Mm-hmm. You can receive them and be all for them. You know, nothing else is taking up your time. You've got a chance to maybe spend a little time alone and yeah. collect your thoughts, meditate, you know, pray, whatever it is that you need to do for yourself. So, yeah, the husband come in there and just kind of reassure that, look, we're doing the best we can.
Yeah.
There's no perfect code to parenting. You just do your best. And yeah, the mom guilt, the parent guilt. I mean, just parent guilt is going to be there because you're trying to do your best.
Right.
And sometimes you're going to feel like you're not. But if your kid is healthy, kid is happy, kid is not, like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's the biggest thing.
That's
you know?
The biggest thing. And it's also, I know that, you know, looking around and looking at other people that seem to do everything well can sometimes make you feel guilty. Like, well, they seem to be okay. They can make it work. But you also have to realize that everybody's situation is different.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would just much rather show up as a parent full, present, all of my intention, no regrets, no resentment, because I really wish that I could be doing this, but I don't. But I feel guilty because I shouldn't allow myself to have that time, you know? So it's all about how do you want to show up as a mom and how do you want to convey what motherhood looks like to your child. 100%. And, you know, you got to go with that. So
100%.
Hopefully this helps.
Yes.
And if anybody is watching and you have comments or if you've struggled with mom guilt and you found some things that have worked for you, feel free to share so that the reader can, you know, read your comments and see other suggestions as well. So thanks for sending that. If you guys have any more questions, dilemmas, situationships, whatever you would like our, you know, non-professional opinion on, feel free to send it over at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com with hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line. And we will get to your questions as quickly as we can. And if you guys want to keep up with us on social, you can find us at Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter, Let's Make Out Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And we would love it if you would, you know, rate the podcast.
Absolutely.
Share it.
Yeah.
Like, we really appreciate you guys taking the time to rock with us.
Absolutely.
You know, week after week. Like,
We don't take it lightly. We appreciate you. And we hope that this, you know, that these, you know, bring some sort of benefit to you, you know, that you get something from this and you know, we can all be one community and help each other out. So, but we love you. We appreciate you. And,